in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation. Visit me in this service, visit me. Let this be my time of divine visitation. Go ahead and begin to talk to the Lord. The Bible says the Lord visited Sarah as he had said. Genesis 21 verse 1. The Lord visited Sarah as he had said. The Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. Say, Father, visit me in this miracle healing and impartation service. Let it be my time of divine visitation. Let it be my time of divine visitation. Oh, Father, we give you praise. We acknowledge your mighty presence and power in this place. Let there be miracles, signs, wonders. Heal the sick, deliver the oppressed. Let the captives be set free. Destroy yokes and bondages. Oh yes, save the lost. Provide for the needy. Let there be all manner of miracles. All manner of miracles. Let everyone live here with a testimony. Let everybody live here with a tangible proof that they met you. With a glorious testimony. In the name of Jesus. I have no doubt in my spirit that everybody that is here for this service, including those following online, that God is going to give you an infallible proof that you encountered him in this service. God is going to give you a specific and special miracle. And a tangible testimony as an evidence to show that you met God in this service, that you encountered him. Clap your hands, oh you people. Come on, shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah. I welcome you to September Miracle Healing and Impartation Service with a prophetic cutting edge. And you see, this is a very special month. The Lord gave us a word, is a month of the Spirit. So expect the supernatural this month. Expect supernatural happening, supernatural manifestation, supernatural operation. Expect the Holy Ghost to do mighty things, great and mighty things in your life this month. In the name of Jesus. You might be seated. A word of exhortation, and then we pray. Ezra chapter 5 from verse 1. Thank you, Father. Kabora sapalatizo prentekepo raskatila ambreketos. I say Ezra chapter 5. I need somebody with fast finger on that media because I need speed. It says, then the prophets, Haggai the prophet, Zechariah the son of Iddo, prophesied unto the Jews that were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel, even unto them. Verse 2. It says, then rose up as a result of their prophecies, then rose up Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel and Jeshua the son of Jozadak and began to build the house of God, which is at Jerusalem. And with them were the prophets of God helping them. I'm going to be speaking briefly on prophetic helping hands. Prophetic helping hands. Now, listen. The Bible says they were carrying out, executing a building project. They began to build the house of God. And among the people helping them to build were the prophets of God, lending them helping hands. Prophetic helping hands. And guess what? In the New Testament, the Bible says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? And the Bible says, you are the house of God. So, prophetically speaking, the ministry of the prophet or prophetic helping hands are needed to build your life and destiny. Listen, oh. You cannot fulfill destiny without the prophetic hands of a prophet helping you. Are you listening? Everything you want to build in life, including your life and destiny, requires the input, the invaluable input of what? The prophets that God have set over your life. They play a very, very pivotal role without which you cannot build your destiny. Am I communicating? You cannot fulfill your divine destiny without the ministry of the prophet. Lending you what we call prophetic helping hand. They were building the house of God. And in the New Testament, you are the house of God. This is how God builds your life, oh, through the hands of the prophet. They were building, and the prophets were there helping them. And every other thing you want to build in life requires the invaluable input of the prophets over your life. Are you listening? This is very important. He said the prophets were helping them. How? Through their prophesying. The prophets were not helping them by carrying concrete on their head or carrying cement and mixing it with mortar. No. How were they helping them? Through their prophesying, through those prophetic words. Those prophetic words became like ladders upon which they were using to climb. Am I communicating? Those prophetic words are divine programmers. They are divine accelerators of your life and destiny. In building anything, there is an irreplaceable role of the prophet that God have sent your way and placed over your life. If you ignore them, what you are building will not work. Are you getting this? It says the prophets were with them. The prophets were with them, helping them.
through their prophesying. Give me the same Ezra 6:14. Ezra 6:14. You need to understand. Listen, God's method are men. God's channel are his men. All blessings come from God through men to men. All blessings flow from God in heaven, but they pass through the channel of men in order to reach out to men. God's method are men. The way and manner by which God reaches out to people is through his anointed and sent men, human vessels. Are you listening? You ignore them to your peril. You ignore them to the detriment of your life. See, so many lives and destiny are in a mess because there are no prophetic helping hands helping them to build their lives. So many people have become victims of their own foolishness, their ignorance, demonic captivity and oppression. Why? Because they ignored the place of the prophet God have placed over their life. They were building without prophetic helping hands. No wonder they are frustrated. No wonder they suffer failure and defeat. Are you listening? But that will not be your portion. Wisdom is coming to you. Aya Borasida. The way and manner by which you build a great and a glorious destiny is by partnering with what? The prophets that God has placed over your life. Am I communicating? You need to receive the prophetic helping hands of the anointed for you to build correctly and to build well great lives and destinies in this kingdom are built this way. Are you listening? Ezra 6:14. He said, the elders of the Jews builded and they prospered. How did they prosper? They became successful at what they were doing. They made progress. They prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo. And they builded and finished it. Manda Boraka Patia. He said they build it and finish it according to the commandment of the God of Israel, according to the commandment of Cyrus, Darius, and Artaxerxes, king of Persia. They were able to build and finish the project. Why? Because the prophets were there granting them supernatural advantage. Prophetic helping hands, they give you supernatural advantage. Prophetic words, they give you the supernatural advantage. Are you listening? When we talk about prophetic helping hands, we are talking about supernatural help, supernatural assistance that the prophet that God have put over your life, that God have set over your life, that God have placed on your path to destiny fulfillment. We are talking about the supernatural assistance they give you by the prophetic anointing. We are talking about the supernatural aid, supernatural support, the supernatural push that causes you to prosper, that causes you to make progress, that causes things to work in your life. Am I communicating? It's a system of advantage, supernatural advantage. Prophetic helping hands are a system of divine advantage for a believer. Am I communicating? Manda Porasa Paladia. Don't build alone. Whether it is building of your life and destiny, or it is building of your career, your job, your business, your ministry, building, every form, including physical building projects. Am I communicating? Everything you are building in life, make sure you have what? Prophetic helping hand assisting you with the prophetic anointing. Am I communicating? Or else, that project, we have a question mark. they play an irreplaceable role. Give me Ephesians 4 verse 8. Ephesians 4 verse 8. We are talking about prophetic helping hands. Who is getting blessed already? Shaboro koto bagadaya. He said, wherefore he said, when Jesus, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Look up. The greatest gift Jesus gave unto us are not things. They are not things. They are not money. They are not cars. They are not houses. They are not things. It's not silver, it's not gold. The greatest gift Jesus gave to us when he ascended on high and led captivity captive is, we'll find out those gifts. Move to verse 11. What are those gifts? He said he gave gifts to men. Look at the gift he gave to men. The gift of men. Now watch this. This is the greatest gift God can ever give you. Is greater than money, the gift of this anointed ministry gift. It's just that some people don't understand this mystery. So you are a fool if you value money more than this gift of anointed ministry gift, because they will give you what money cannot buy, what money can buy, including money itself. Are you listening? What is on them is greater than money, is greater than cars and houses. No wonder when Jesus ascended on high, the Bible did not say he came with truckload of dollars. Look at it. He gave gifts to men. And what are those gifts? He gave some apostles, some prophets. These are anointed ministry gifts, fivefold ministry gifts. And some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers. Are you listening? For the perfecting of the saints, so that they can do the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ till we come to maturity. Now listen. This is the greatest gift that Jesus gave the church. And with this, every other gift of things, they will be produced. Are you listening? The unique grace and anointing on this fivefold ministry gift will produce everything else you will ever need. You didn't hear it. I said the ayagabarutekepa. Am I talking to you guys tonight? Or are you sleeping? I said the most important gift that Jesus gave to us are not things. It's a gift of men. Specifically, the anointed fivefold ministry gift. Why? Because with the unique grace and anointing on them, it will produce everything else you will ever need. They are anointed to help you build your life and destiny. They are anointed to lend you prophetic helping hands so that you will build your life and destiny until it becomes glorious. Are you getting me? Mando bosabalataya. He gave gifts to men. Now listen. Pastor Nenkub said something. Let me just add something. Let me just talk a bit about it. There are different kinds of anointing. There's the anointing upon, there's the anointing within every believer. Now, the anointing within is what helps your character and helps you to live the Christian life successfully, effectively. But the anointing upon is a supernatural empowerment for you to fulfill God's plan and purpose for your life. It's for service. Is for service in the area of your calling. The anointing upon is a supernatural empowerment for kingdom service. In what area? In the area of your calling. In the area of your calling. And when we did high calling series, I thought that there are two broad categories of callings. The first is a call to pulpit ministry, what we call the fivefold ministry gift. And this is where we have the apostles, the prophet, the teachers, the evangelists, the pastors, and the rest. But the second category of divine calling is a call to what? The marketplace. We say all other believers that are not called to the fivefold are automatically called to marketplace. And we say the job of the fivefold is to train, equip, enlighten, equip, and empower the believers that are called to the marketplace. Am I communicating? So that they will effectively fulfill their calling. Whether it is in the arena of politics and governance, or in the mountain of economy as a business person, or as an entrepreneur, or as a doctor, or as a lawyer, as an engineer, or you are called to the media industry, or music industry, or movie industry. Are you getting me? Or as a teacher, as an educator. Whatever it is your calling is in the marketplace, you will need the ministry of the fivefold ministry gift. Are you listening? To train, to enlighten, empower, equip you so that you can effectively fulfill your calling. And guess what? The prophetic anointing upon the fivefold ministry gift is the mother of the kingly anointing. It is the kingmaker's anointing. Are you listening? Give me 1 Samuel 10:1. Let me show you what I mean. It's the kingmaker's anointing. You see, we have been called and ordained to be kings in life, to rule and reign in the area of our calling. God have ordained believers in the marketplace to rule and reign as kings. Are you getting me? To be kinging it over the mountain of politics and governance. To king it over the mountain of economy. To rule and reign as king in the media industry, in the media world, in the mountain of education. You see, believers are ordained to be reigning kings in all spheres of life in the area of their calling. But guess what? It is the prophetic anointing. Ayagabarakataya. That empowers and equips them to step into their calling and ascend their throne and rule and reign in their area of calling in the marketplace. Are you getting me? No king ever ascends the throne in ancient Israel without him being anointed with oil by the prophet. No king ever ascends the throne. You cannot reign as a king. You cannot reign, even though God called and chose the king, the person to be king. But God will still have to send the prophet to go and anoint. So why? Because without the anointing, you will malfunction. Without that prophetic anointing that will equip and empower you, you will fail in your calling in the marketplace. Look at it. He said, then Samuel took a vial of oil, poured it upon his head. Who said? Saul, the son of Kish, who was looking for his father's missing donkey, and kissed him and said, is it not because the Lord hath anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance? God have chosen Saul, the son of Kish, to be the first king of Israel. But he could not ascend the throne of kingship without the prophet Samuel anointing him. That was why I made that statement. The prophetic anointing is the mother of the kingly anointing. The prophetic unction upon the fivefold ministry gift is the kingmaker's anointing. Is what makes kings. It is what ordained believers to be king in all their area of calling in the marketplace. See, the people that are serving Satan in the other kingdom, they understand this thing and teach. That's why they don't joke with their demonic priest. They don't joke. Because they know that without that supernatural demonic help they are getting, they will fail in business. But many believers don't understand this. That prophetic connection is so important to your success in the marketplace. Kalido Barakata is the kingmaker's unction. Even David could not ascend his throne as king until Prophet Samuel anointed him. And then he was later anointed again. 3 times he was anointed. The first anointing was in his father's house before his brethren. Second one, he was anointed to be king over Judah. The third time he was anointed to be king over the whole Israel. The prophetic anointing is the what? Kingmaker's anointing. Is the mother of the kingly anointing. So never joke with prophetic helping hands. Very powerful principle. Very fast. What are the... Okay, Matthew 10:41. Let me show you something there. Matthew 10:41. Jesus said, he that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. Now look up. Prophets are carriers of divine reward. Now in this context, I'm not necessarily talking about those called to the office of a prophet. Not necessarily. I'm talking of those called to the fivefold ministry gift. So I'm just using the term prophet to include all the callings in the fivefold ministry gift. Okay? It's not necessarily limited to the office of a prophet. Now, it says he that receives a prophet, okay, in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet reward. What does that tell you? That means prophets or the anointed fivefold ministry gift to the church are carriers of divine rewards. They are carriers of divine rewards. They are carriers of divine rewards. The reward of a prophet is talking of the unique grace and the anointing upon that prophet, which God has put on them for your profiting, for your benefit. So the anointing upon the anointed is public property. For as many that are wise and discerning enough to honor their way and receive of it, is public property. Are you listening? For instance, the grace and the anointing upon me is for your benefit and to those to whom I'm sent. For as many that are open-hearted enough to receive, they will receive. It's not primarily for my benefit. It's for your benefit. Are you getting me? Prophets are carriers of divine rewards. They are agents of divine rewards. And that reward is talking of the unique grace upon them, the unique anointing upon them, the mantle on them, which you need. You see, you will be a fool to say, me too, I'm anointed. I don't need anybody to pray for me. Now listen, it's true, you are anointed to fulfill your own calling in the marketplace. But there is a kingmaker's anointing on the fivefold ministry gift that you need to be effective. That's why I explained to you that the prophetic unction is the mother of the kingly anointing. Without it, you cannot rule and reign in your area of calling. You cannot be king there. Are you getting this point? He that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet, not... If you receive a prophet as a teacher, you will get a teacher's reward, not a prophet's reward. Are you listening? What is a teacher's reward? You receive rhema, revelation, instruction. But your life and destiny will remain unchanged. Now listen. You must be discerning. When you follow a man of God, you must discern the highest office that man of God is standing. Eh? Now, Kennedy Egin, for instance, he stood in two offices. He was a prophet and a teacher. Okay? He is one of the fathers. In fact, they call him the father, the modern father of the father of the modern faith movement. Now, there are some word of faith. Me too, I'm word of faith too. Okay? Word of faith is a great blessing to me. You know? Some Word of Faith people have followed Kenneth Hagin, but all they caught is the teacher. They left the prophetic dimension. Are you seeing this? So they teach faith and all of that, but the prophetic dimension, they left it out. So they are getting some limited results because they were not discerning enough to see that this man did not just stand in the office of a teacher, he was a prophet. Are you getting me? When you follow a man, be wise. Use your brain. Design the highest office that person stands. Are you getting me? So that you will follow wisely. Okay? Now, for instance, I'm also a teacher. Okay? And also, the highest office I stand is not that of a teacher. It's an apostle. Now, if I come with prophetic unction and you are receiving me as a teacher, you will get a teacher's reward. Are you getting me? You will not get an apostle's reward. If I stand in the office of a prophet and you are receiving me as a teacher, well, which reward will you get? And then you will go back with your sickness and your problems. So you need to discern that unique grace. You receive them correctly. I will be teaching you how to receive a prophet shortly. But before then, let me show you some of the profits that you get from prophetic helping hands. What are some of the profits? Okay? What are some of the profits or products from prophetic helping hand? Number one is supernatural help, divine assistance, supernatural aid and support. One of the ways God helps you is to send an anointed prophet your way. That is an answer to prayer. They come with the answer to the questions of your heart. They come with the solution that you need. So it matters how you receive them. You receive them well, you receive your answers. You receive those divine rewards. You reject them, you reject your miracle. You reject your prayer points that God have sent the answer to answer, but you reject it in form of a man. Are you getting my point? This is very important. Male porasa palagadaya. Ke preskoto parakatia. Jesus in Luke 19:41-44, he lamented over Jerusalem. He said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, he wept over it. He said, you that kill all the prophets sent to you. And then he said, what's the consequence? He said, your house is left unto you desolate. Why? He said, because you cannot discern the time of your visitation. And how is God visiting them? By sending prophets their way. You see? So watch this. God visits you. How? By sending a prophet your way to give you prophetic helping hand. So an encounter with a prophet equals divine visitation. That's what Jesus is saying there. Look at it. An encounter with a genuine prophet anointed by God and sent your way is an encounter with what? It's a divine visitation from God. The children of Israel were in bondage and captivity. They cried to God. They prayed. They cried. They were groaning in oppression. The Bible says God heard their prayer. He heard their prayer. And he remembered his covenant. And he decided to answer their prayer. And how did he answer? Did God jump down from heaven and come? He had to look for Moses. Moses was taking care of his father's in-lawship, Jethro. He anointed Moses. Encountered Moses in the burning bush. And then he said, I have heard the cry of my people. I have seen their oppression. He said, come, I'm sending you to bring them out. How did God visit the children of Israel in Egyptian bondage? Is by sending a prophet. Hosea 12:13. He said, by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of it. There are things you will not come out of. Wait. There are things that you will not come out of except through the ministry of the prophet. It will pull you out of every pit of life. It will pull you out of every bondage and captivity. It will pull you out of debt. By a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out. There are things you are coming out by this prophetic anointing. You are coming out of some things by this prophetic anointing. You are coming out of oppression, coming out of sickness, coming out of lack, poverty and scarcity, coming out of economic recession, coming out of everything that is not ordained of God. By a prophet, the Lord brought them out. They rode on eagle's wings. And who was the eagle? Moses. Oh, give me Exodus 19:14. God said, you see how I carried you on eagle's wing and brought you out. And Moses was the eagle. Exodus 19:4 rather. He said, ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptian, how I bear you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. Listen, to fast track your destiny race, let me give you wisdom. Learn to ride on prophetic wings. Learn to ride. How do you ride on prophetic wings? Is by riding on their prophetic words. You are born on them. You are carried on them. Are you getting me? To your place of destiny, to your high places in life, prophetic words are propellers. They will propel your life and destiny. They will propel you to unimaginable heights. They will break you out of every tight place into a large place. They will propel you from the low places of life to the high places of life. They will cause you to ride majestically and prosperously on the high places of the earth. They are divine propellers. Prophetic words are divine accelerators. They accelerate your life and destiny. They speed up things in your favor. Am I communicating? Prophetic words. Kapola taba. That's why me, I don't joke with them. It's because I got to understand this truth long ago. This is how to fast track your journey, or else you go suffer for long. You learn to ride on the wings of prophecy. You ride on the wings of prophecy. Kasule barakataya. Your destiny is as strong as the weight of prophecy on your head. Your destiny is as strong as the weight of the prophetic words that have been released over you. Those words are like guided missiles. They don't miss target. They hit the bull's eye. They hover around your life. Everywhere they go with you. They will program your life for unimaginable favor. They will open doors for you. They are Sheila, Pote, Sidi, Kapalate. They will break the power of delay and stagnation and accelerate your life and destiny. They will open doors for you in high places. They will break the gate of brass. They will shatter to pieces the bars of iron. They will bring about supernatural restoration of everything you have lost. They will bring about deliverance. They will bring about healing. They will bring about miracles, signs and wonders. They will give you guidance and direction. Prophetic words are programmers of great lives and destiny. They can program your life for unending favor, unending breakthrough. Lipora sapalakidas. we are not, listen, we are not all the same. Hey, we are not all the same. Hey, every man's weight of destiny is as strong as the prophecies hovering on his head. You know the way when they release curses on people, those curse words and the demons to enforce them follow that person everywhere they go. They go for job interview, they accept everybody, they reject them. It's the curse words and the demons that is at work. Everywhere they turn, disfavor. Everywhere they go, door will close against them. Compare it to prophetic blessing. Release upon your head. They will begin to program your life so that the forces of time and chance, they are programmed to favor you. You are always at the right place, at the right time, doing the right thing, meeting the right people. Why? Because your life is being programmed by prophetic words that have been spoken over you. He said, the smell of my son is as the smell of the field which the Lord has blessed. Therefore the Lord give you of the dew of heaven, of the fatness of the earth, of plenty of corn and wine. Let nations serve you, let kings bow to you. Listen, the physical inheritance Isaac had, it was Esau that got it, but the real inheritance, the blessing which is spiritual, was what Jacob collected. No wonder that blessing, prophetic blessing, it programmed his life for supernatural prosperity, increase, so that when he was crossing Jordan, he was testifying, coming back. He said, I crossed this Jordan initially with only my staff physically, but now I have become two bands, two companies. Why? Because there was something he carried. Prophetic blessings. Ayagabada. That's why you must learn the principle of venison. Do everything for the prophets over your life to gladden their heart so that their soul will bless you. Your destiny needs it. This is how you make progress, or else you remain in one spot. Are you listening? Kapoletiza barakatai. By a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. Supernatural deliverance is part of the prophetic ministry. And by a prophet was he preserved. Supernatural preservation, so that you don't die like a chicken. There's what we call prophetic covering. Ayagabarakatai. You enjoy, even if the cast of assault 10 times, you come. Prophetic angels, he said he will give his angels charge. Are you getting me? I heard a testimony of somebody that died in an accident. The accident happened, the person died. Her spirit left her body. She was getting to the gate of heaven. They were already welcoming her. And then she then remembered the prophecy her pastor spoke over in church, that you will not die like a chicken. She remembered it. And then she said, no, my pastor said I will not die. They say, welcome. He said, where is this place? He said, heaven. He said, no, I have not finished my assignment. I have not fulfilled my assignment. He said, my pastor said I will not die like a chicken. So heaven rejected her at that time. She needed to go back and enter her body. And she came back to life. And they were already carrying her body to the mortuary. She checked back to life. And she came and testified. Prophetic covering. Prophetic helping hands. See, don't joke with prophetic words. If you know what it means to your destiny, you begin to treat it as if your life depends on it, because your life actually depends on them. Supernatural preservation, supernatural protection, angelic protection. Kasule verekete. You know, most of times, if you are truly submitted and you are truly connected to the grace and anointing upon your prophet, I'm telling you, even in your dream, the angel that minister for that man of God, he will carry his face. He will start appearing to you in your dream, helping you, showing you things, giving you direction. Are you getting me? It's very important. Supernatural deliverance, they came out. Give me Isaiah 42 verse 22. Isaiah 42. Somebody is coming out of debt. I hear the Holy Spirit said supernaturally. You see, most cases, if you study the Bible, how did that widow woman whose husband died of debt, how did she come out? Was it not through Prophet Elisha? There's what we call prophetic bailout. The prophetic anointing is your bailout system. Out of debt, out of captivity and bondage. He says, but this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes. They are hid in prison houses. These people are suffering from spiritual robbery and demonic oppression, bondage and captivity. Look at it. He said they are for a prey. They are preys, victims of demonic attack and oppression. They are for a prey, none delivered, for a spoil, and none say yet restore. I have come as a prophetic voice. Likoto sebila kabrande kepora katai. I'm anointed to announce, anyone that Satan has robbed and spoiled, any family represented here or listening to me online, that the devil have robbed, the devil have spoiled, everyone that is a victim of demonic oppression, satanic bondage and captivity, by the rod of power and scepter of authority, by the apostolic prophetic mantle of fire, I decree and declare your restoration now. I prophesy supernatural deliverance for you. Deliverance from every form of bondage and captivity. Supernatural restoration. Everything you have lost, let it be restored now. In the name of Jesus. You know, there is spiritual robbery. Everything in the physical is a reflection of the spiritual. The only reason they are armed robbers in the physical is because they are spiritual robbers. Robbers of destiny. I once preached one message like that. Robbers, they rob people, they rob them of their time, rob them of the evil money. The money that is supposed to come to you, they divert it in the realm of the spirit. They divert it to a demonic account. So the account is increasing, but in the physical you are in debt, you are in lack, you are in poverty. Spiritual robbers. But from today, everything spiritual robbers, demonic robbers, have stolen from you, your money, your properties, your documents, your time, your resources, your job, your admission, your visa, your international passport, everything, your marriage, Leah Pontezida, I prophesy, everything that was taken from you by fraud, by spiritual robbers, by the prophetic anointing, I command a restoration now. I command it to be restored now. In the name of Jesus. Prophets are agents of supernatural restoration. When Saul, the son of Kish, was looking for his father's missing donkey, they went everywhere and searched. They didn't find it. The moment he encountered the prophet and made contact with the prophetic anointing, he said, your father's missing asses are found. How they were found, we were not told, because it's not important.
when prophetic words are spoken, they are like guided missiles. They don't miss target. I prophesy, everything you have lost by this anointing, I command it to be found. I command everything lost to be found. Prophets are agents of divine healing, supernatural prosperity. 2 Chronicles 20:20. Believe ye the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophet, so shall ye prosper. You saw how prophet Elisha brought a whole nation out of great famine and recession by one prophetic word. In 2 Kings 7:2, he said, by this time tomorrow, 1 and 2, a measure of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel, two measures of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria. This is a nation that the famine was so severe, women were eating their children. But there was a prophetic bailout. A prophetic bailout of economic recession and famine. By the ministry of a prophet, your life is making progress. Your life is making speedy supernatural progress. Listen to me. I don't know the force and power that has kept and tied you and your family in one spot, but I have come with an anointing, a prophetic mantle of fire, and by this anointing, I prophesy, go forward. I push you forward. The yoke of demonic delays and stagnation, it is broken. Begin to experience supernatural progress. Begin to experience speedy advancement in your business, in your career, in your job, in your finances, in your finances, in your family. I prophesy speedy supernatural progress, supernatural advancement. You are going forward. You are going forward. Those chains are broken. Those chains that have tied you in one place, those ropes are broken. Prophets are agents of the miraculous. Kalido Barakata, the anointing on their life produces miracles for you. When you latch onto it, they bring about signs and wonders. They bring healing. Kalido Bokosa. And I like this one. They bring victuals from heaven. Supernatural supplies. This is the cure for scarcity, lack, poverty. How did the widow of Zarephath come out of lack and poverty? It was the connection to the prophetic anointing on prophet Elijah. She was not just supernaturally sustained, she was sustained for as long as it took until God sent rain. Malatuzegia. Listen, your supernatural sustenance and supplies does not depend on federal government or Nigeria economy or the salary they are paying you in your place of work. He said, my God shall supply all my needs, not according to salary, not according to federal government, not according to state government. He said, according to his riches in glory. And he sends his prophets with victuals from heaven. The children of Israel journeyed through the wilderness for 40 days. They never lacked one day. They needed water through Moses. Water flowed out of the rock. They tested not. They needed manna. Manna, God rained down manna through the office of a prophet. They got tired of manna. He said, warm meat. Ayagabata. God caused an east wind to blow and a south wind blew enough quails, a day's journey in every direction. By the ministry of a prophet, They didn't lack one day. Supernatural supplies. Surplus supplies. Somebody is living here. And I'm telling you, you are breaking forth into the realm of surplus abundance. Surplus supernatural supplies. Listen, the propelling power of the Spirit is moving you from the realm of scarcity, the realm of not enough, to the realm of more than enough. You are prophetically moved from the realm of lack, scarcity, to the realm of surplus, superabundance, surplus prosperity. In the name of Jesus, your business will prosper like never before. I prophesy supernatural prosperity upon the works of your hands. Your job, your career will not fail. I prophesy it will prosper like never before. Prophets are agents of prosperity. In fact, the prosperity of God's people is tied to the prophet he has put over their lives. Very important. Believe ye the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe also his prophet, so shall ye prosper. When you connect to the prophetic grace on them, it will bail you out of poverty. It's your bailout system. Out of the lifestyle of begging, borrowing, scarcity, lack, and all of that, it will bail you out, and the rain of abundance will begin to fall. Are you listening? It was Jesus that multiplied 5 loaves of bread, 2 small fishes. He fed multitude. 5,000 men minus women and children. And they carried 12 baskets left. And then if you read John chapter 6, I see verse 14, the people then said of a truth, when they saw that miracle of provisional miracle, supplies, supernatural supplies and multiplication, they say, oh, indeed, this is a prophet. No. I said, John, give me John chapter 6, verse 14. He said, indeed, this is a prophet that God have sent to us. When they have seen the miracle, Jesus, they say, this is of a truth, the prophet that should come into the world. Why did they say that? Because they saw the provisional miracle of multiplying bread and fishes. And then verse 15, the Bible said they wanted to come and crown him as their king. They have found the person that is the solution to their poverty problem. In fact, Jesus was their poverty eradication program. You will read later, Jesus departed, they hired sheep and followed him. And Jesus said, I know why you are following me. It's not because of the healing miracle. It's because of the one of bread. Because everybody wants provision. Everybody wants money. Are you getting me? There are different kinds of miracle. Oh. There is healing miracle. But there are financial miracle. There are provisional miracle. Deliverance is a miracle. Favor is a miracle. Speed is a miracle. Restoration is a miracle. There are different kinds of an encounter. Divine encounter is a miracle. Impartations of the Spirit are miracles. Distributions of the Holy Ghost are miracles. Opening of your understanding is a miracle. Impartation of wisdom is a miracle. And the good news is that all these miracles are happening here. On this mountain, there shall be diverse miracles and encounters. Malasu dege bagada. I round up with this. How do you benefit maximally from the ministry of the prophet sent to you? The ministry of the prophet sent to you or placed over your life. How do you benefit maximally? Number one is the wisdom of discernment. You see that in Luke 19. that we read earlier, 41 to 44, the wisdom of discernment. You must be wise and discerning enough to recognize and acknowledge them when you see them. Am I communicating? You must what? Be wise and discerning. The wisdom of discernment. Many people have missed their miracle because they could not discern the prophet God sent their way with the answer. Are you getting me? Jesus lamented over Jerusalem because they were not wise and discerning enough to receive the prophet God sent to them. Therefore, they missed the time of their visitation because God was visiting them through those prophets. Are you getting me? The wisdom of discernment. Number two is you must receive them with the right attitude. You must receive them with the right attitude. You receive them with the right attitude. You must receive and accept them. You know, look up. They are a gift. We say when Jesus ascended on earth, he gave gift to men. And those gifts are those fivefold ministry gifts. They are men. Abi? Now, when I give you a gift, you have two choices. Either you accept it or you what? Reject it. So you must what? Accept and receive them with the right attitude. Give me Luke 4:24. You must accept them. You must receive them with the right attitude of your heart. Jesus said, "Verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country." Do you know the reason? Over familiarity. He was speaking from experience. Over familiarity and then offense. And the two are connected. Over familiarity will later lead to offense. And you cannot receive from somebody that you are offended at. Are you getting me? So you have to guard your heart against over familiarity. You guard your heart against offense. So you must receive them. In Matthew 10:41, we read earlier, Jesus said, "He that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward." He that receives a prophet, you have to receive them wholeheartedly with the right attitude. Now, there are three attitudes I will mention that you must receive them with. Number one, you receive them with the attitude of honor. The attitude of honor. You must honor. To honor means to esteem highly. Esteem them highly. Don't never trivialize them. Never commonize them. Receive them with the attitude of honor. Jesus in his hometown, Mark 6:2. They dishonored him in his hometown, in summary. They dishonored him. I even got offended at him. So dear, the anointing didn't flow the way it's supposed to flow. And Jesus marveled at their unbelief. And what was their unbelief there? Dishonor. Are you getting me? Honor them. To honor means to esteem someone highly. To honor someone also means to place value, great value on something. Are you getting me? Or on somebody. You place great value on the person. You value them highly. You esteem them highly. To honor also means to celebrate them for the unique grace and the anointing upon them. You recognize that grace by discernment and then you celebrate them. Are you getting me? Both privately, openly, everywherely. Are you getting me? You can't say you honor somebody and you cannot celebrate them openly. It's a lie. You don't truly honor them. You are playing politics. Praise God. So you receive them with the right attitude of honor. He that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet, recognize the office they occupy and recognize the divine reward that comes with it, and then place high premium. To honor also means to place very high premium on them. Praise God. The second attitude, I say you have to receive them with the right attitude of honor. Honor them with your words.
Never speak against them. Don't touch my anointed. Touch not my anointed. Do my prophet no harm. Not even with your words. Not with your comment. Not with your like. Social media generation. Honor them with your words and your actions. Also, honor them with your substance. Learn to sow into their life. Do you know the meaning of honorarium? Honorarium means a seed of honor. Okay? A seed of honor. You learn to sow consistently into their lives. By so doing, you are connecting with the unique grace and the anointing upon them. It will begin to work for you. Am I communicating? So you honor them with your words, your actions, your substance. Both your material and financial substance. Praise God. The second attitude is the attitude of faith. 2 Chronicles 20:20. Believe ye the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe also his prophet, so shall ye prosper. And how do you show you believe them? Simple. You believe their words. If you cannot believe their words, you don't believe them. Because you can't separate a man from his word. The proof that you believe God, you have faith in God, is that you have faith in his word. You believe his word. It's the same thing. Believe their words. Have faith in their words. Am I communicating? Two blind men were following Jesus, begging Jesus for healing. Jesus did not answer them until Jesus came to the door of his house. Jesus then turned. He said, do you believe I'm able to do this? They say, yes. Yes, Lord. And they touch their eyes. He said, according to your faith, be it unto you. What pulled that healing virtue from him? Their faith. Give me John 6:28. Believe their words. Mix it with faith. When they speak over your life, open your heart and receive in faith. Mix it with faith. Am I communicating? Don't allow your logical mind to be analyzing how it will happen. Open your spirit, your heart, and believe. You see, your heart can believe anything. It's your mind that normally questions things. Your logic. So, tell your Lord, as he shut down your logic, let your spirit man rise up. And what? Make the faith connection. Are you getting me? Then they said unto Jesus, what shall we do that we might walk the works of God? And what was Jesus' response? Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God that ye, listen, is it? They want to know how to walk the works of God. He says, this is the work of God that ye believe on him whom he had sent. Faith in the anointed, faith in the prophets, faith in the sent one, sent to you. Am I communicating? Not everybody is sent to you. So discern those that are sent to you. Believe their words. I'm not talking of those prophets suddenly. Everything I'm teaching here, I'm talking of genuine God-ordained prophets and ministers in the fivefold, not false ones. Are you getting my point? Not the fake false ones, okay? Then the third attitude is that you receive them with the attitude of love. You have to love their person. Don't just love what they carry. Don't just love their anointing and their grace. You must love their person. You must love their person from the depth of your heart. Are they perfect? No. There are no perfect human vessels. But they carry perfect virtue. They carry perfect graces. They carry perfect anointing. The Bible says we have this treasure in earthen vessels. The vessels are earthen vessels. That means they are imperfect. They have flaws. They make mistakes. But what is inside? The treasure is perfect. So love them despite their imperfection. Love them despite their flaws and error. See, guard your heart against offense. The moment you are offended at the prophet God have sent to bless you, it blocks the flow of the blessing. You can't receive that way, never. So train your eyes to see correctly and train your ears to hear correctly. Then the last thing I said, how to benefit maximally. Number one, the wisdom of discernment. You must discern to know and recognize them. Number two, you receive them with the right attitude. You accept them, receive them. And what are those attitudes? Attitude of honor, faith, and love. You have to love them genuinely, okay? Love them, love their family, love their husband or wife and children, love their ministry. Love everything connected to them, okay? Then the last key is obey their prophetic instructions. Obey obedience to divine instruction. Obey the prophetic instruction. Can you remember in 2 Kings 4, 1 to 7, the widow woman that was indebted, she inherited a debt from her husband. She cried to prophet Elisha. And what was the instruction he gave her? He says, go borrow vessels from abroad. He said, don't borrow a few. Then enter the closet, shut the door behind you and your son, and keep pouring. And then the moment she obeyed that instruction, what happened? She came out of debt and she stepped into abundance. She became an oil businesswoman, oil mogul. Praise God. Obey their instructions. Never joke with prophetic instruction. Never trivialize them. Am I communicating? Obey them promptly. Obey them promptly. You know, there are times that God can guide you or lead you through your man of God. Are you aware? And there will be a confirmation in your spirit. Your spirit will bear witness with it. Or it may be something God have told you. The person is just speaking to confirm. Or it might not necessarily be something God has spoken to you. But when they are telling you, your spirit will bear witness. God can lead you that way. Are you getting me? God can lead you that way. There are some people, they say they want to marry. Their pastor, spiritual father, say, mm-mm. Even parents say, mm-mm. But they say they are in love. So they go and do their own thing. They disappear. Say, forget about all these people. They are old. They go, I'm yet to see any of such kind of marriage that has ever succeeded. Your pastor did not approve. Your parents did not agree. You think you are smart. You say you are in love. Love has blinded your eye, ba? You go see Shege. Shege Promax. You want to marry somebody, and the people God have placed spiritual authorities over your life don't agree. Calm down. Pause the thing first. Go and pray more. You that is in love, there are things you may not see. The love has blinded your eyes. You can't see. It will take somebody that is not in love to see for you. Emotion has beclouded your sense of reasoning. Obey prophetic instruction. Don't think you are wiser. Am I communicating? Obey what? Rise to your feet. Rise to your feet. My assignment is very simple this evening, is to lend, is to give you prophetic helping hands as you are building your life, building your destiny, building your ministry, building your business, building your career, building your job, building in your family. Am I communicating? God have sent me to give you prophetic hand. I want you to lift up your voice. Give me that scripture. When Jesus said you don't know the hour of your visitation, that will not be your story. Because for you, this is your hour of visitation. I want you to lift up your voice. In Genesis 21:1, the Bible said God visited Sarah as he had said. In this month of September, my God, my God, my God, I'm telling you, this is your time of your time of visitation. Your time of divine visitation has come. Your time. For somebody, I hear in my heart, this is the month that you've been waiting for. And this is the month you have been waiting for. This is the month that things will happen. Your miracles, your testimonies will overflow. This is the month you have been waiting for. Your long-awaited answers has arrived.
I say your long-awaited breakthrough, miracle, and answers, it has arrived within September. I'm telling you, this is going to be your best month so far. Oh yes, it's a season of answers, 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 answers. I want you to lift up your voice. Malekobo Ragadaya, say, Father, visit me through this encounter. Visit me, change my story. Now, this is not the time to be quiet. This is not the time to be silent. Because a quick walk shall the Lord do. No, you can play a bit. Just reduce the volume. A quick walk shall the Lord do. Masoteke Balatia. Things are about to turn like night and day. Sheliko sepeletina. Branda kapato setila braskapata. This is my hour of divine visitation. I'm not living here the same way I came. I'm living here with a tangible testimony that I met and encountered God on this mountain. I'm living here with a tangible proof that the God, the monarch of the universe, he touched me, he encountered me. I encountered him. Shala baba babonde ke brakatai elefeke tose pelete. Your season of answers has come. On this mountain you are receiving answers. Answers to the questions of your life. Answers to the questions of your heart. You are receiving supernatural solutions. Solutions to all problems plaguing you. Solutions in form of healing. Solutions in form of supernatural supplies. Solutions in form of financial breakthrough, financial miracles. Supernatural solutions in form of impartation of wisdom, divine ideas, concepts, and insight. On this mountain, you are collecting your miracle. Diverse miracles, diverse miracles. Lepeketo brakatai. Miracles of healing, miracles of deliverances, miracles of mighty breakthrough, supernatural open doors, miracles of supernatural promotions, supernatural progress, supernatural prosperity, speedy advancement, miracles of divine speed and acceleration, miracles of supernatural restoration, miracles, katakedo bagadai, financial miracles, financial signs and wonders, provisional miracles, miracles of supernatural supplies, supernatural provisions, diverse encounters, miracles of impartations, miracles of divine revelations, visionary encounters, prophetic encounters, kabaleto barakapatai. Manda batoset elementoska, shalabababababoria, brakatai. The heavens are open over your life. The heavens are open over your family. The heavens are open over your business. The heavens are open over your career. The heavens are open over your job. Ilebotosetila kapata. Doors are open. Heavens are open. Shalabatosegedia. Manda pora satai. Kila bakose teliga brakatai. Shala baba babos. Ilo bokose kira halabagadia. Manda baraka patai.
I sing praises to your name, oh Lord, praises to your name. Oh, oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised.
Come on, lift up your voice and worship Him. Forget about your problem, your pain, your sickness. Forget about whatever issue you came here with and just worship Him. Open your heart and worship Him.
Praises to your name.
Begin to cry out. Begin to ask the Lord for every specific answer that you need. In Matthew 7:7, it says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. Whatever miracle, whatever answer, whatever issue you came here with, this is the time. I want you to voice out your expectation. Jesus said, he that seeketh findeth, he that asketh receiveth, he that knocketh the door is open. What do you want God to do for you? Lift up your voice and begin to make definite requests and petition. Mandebo sopo la bakataya. Embreketo seti la brakataya. Elekepora kapata. Shala ya balagada. Imbrakato seti la brakataya. Elebo sina halabade. Shala bakasote ke bakataya. Embreketo seti la gabataya. Manta patose te librakatai. It's a mountain of answers. It's a mountain of miracles. It's a mountain of fire. Shalabatose gida kapalatai. Lift up your voice and make demand upon the anointing already here. Shelebosia. Make definite requests. Definite petitions. Manda bose te liga bakatai. There is somebody that I'm seeing the Lord clothing you with a garment of fire. The Lord is restoring your prayer fire. It looks as if your prayer life has gone down. You used to be on fire more than this. I see a restoration of the prayer fire. Let it come upon you now. In the name of Jesus, I release the impartation of fire. Let it be restored. Take it now. Take it now. Shalabate lombrekete. An impartation of fire. Elegetegetege balatai. Iratiza embrakatai. Manda balosidia. Bring the person for me. Rondo bosidi kilabatai. Elege brekete. I see a restoration of prophetic mantle of fire. Prophetic fire. Epa. Bring her for me. Bring her here. Kande boshilabatai. I see a restoration of graces and anointings. Listen. Every grace that you used to operate in before, but it seems as if the thing has gone. By this anointing, I want you to lift up your hands. Put your hand on your head. I see a restoration of graces and anointings. A restoration of certain supernatural operations. A restoration by fire in the name of Jesus. Every grace, every anointing that it looks as if you have lost it, by the anointing upon my life, I command a restoration now. Let it be restored now. Let it be restored now. Galaboso to prahatia. Mandeke bosekete. Malabatiza. Randeke bosigedia. Prakatakataya. Stretch forth your hands. There is somebody that the Lord is releasing the healing anointing upon your right hand. The healing anointing. As I speak right now, you begin to feel it. Like fire, like electricity. Mandekepo, I stretch forth my hands. And in the name of Jesus, Liabatosegida, Agabatea, I release the healing anointing upon your hands. Take it now. Take it now. Shalabate Lebota. Help them. I feel like three people receiving the oil. Healing oil is flowing. Healing oil is flowing. Sheleboko Segida. Manda Barakatai. There are two more persons with this healing anointing being released. Jali Sote. Leketo Ragabatai. Ebakonde Geba. Randege brekete. Shalabato siti kapa. Listen, there is a tangible favor anointing that is coming upon you now. Every spirit of disfavor, every spirit of shame, every spirit of reproach that followed you here, as I pray now, they are leaving your life forever. I prophesy every spirit and garment of disfavor, reproach and shame that followed you to this place, by this anointing I command it to leave now. I command that garment to be destroyed now, and I release the anointing for favor. Receive favor, receive favor, favor with God and favor with men, in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray in tongues. That spell of rejection, whatever make people to reject you, is living your life. Rondo boko seketekeba. Malaya balagadege brakatai. Mandi porasa balagidas. Praskata. Anyone that is bound by any form of addiction, any form of sinful addiction, in the name of Jesus, addiction to cigarette smoking, addiction to alcohol, addiction to hard drugs, cocaine, addiction to marijuana, addiction to sexual sin, addiction to pornography, masturbation, every form of bondage and addiction, by this anointing I command it to be broken. Anyone that is in prison, I command the prison to break. Let every chain be broken now. The heavens are open over you, and I prophesy showers of blessings. I say showers of blessings. I say showers of blessings. Showers of blessings. Elebos of Rahatia. Manda borasa balagidas. Prakatosketila porakapata. Manta kabaya. Your life will become supernatural this month. I say your life will be so supernatural this month. The grace for deeper realms of intimacy with the Holy Ghost. The grace for deeper realms of intimacy. I want you to cry out for that grace. This is a month of the Spirit. Grace for deeper dimensions of intimacy and fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Say, Father, let that grace rest upon me now. Let the grace for deeper walk with God, intimacy in prayer, intimacy in the Word, let that grace rest upon me in this new month. Lift up your voice. Malaya kabakateke brakatai. Elebo sila balatia. Ronde kepose bilaka brakata. Shaladabakos. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands. Father. Shabarakataya. Imbrakatuze tila gadia. I'm seeing someone that the Lord is pouring oil upon. A fresh oil. A fresh oil. And is an anointing for deeper realms of intimacy. Oh yes, from your head down. Oh yes. Shh. Help them. Kaladoso poteke teke balakata. And topuraka palakata. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Oh yes, oh yes. Oh yes. Manda kabarote poteke balakata. Deeper dimensions of fellowship with the Holy Ghost. Mando boroko pokoto brakata. Manda kabaroso vrahataya. Thank you, Father. Kalabasha. Lift up your hands. Say, Father, in this new month, anoint me with fresh oil and with fresh fire. Anoint me with fresh oil and with fresh fire. Can you lift up your voice and pray that prayer? Make the man, he said, my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of the unicorn, and I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Are you praying? Are you praying? Father, fresh oil, fresh oil, fresh oil, fresh oil. And the hand of the Lord is upon you. Take a fresh. Take a fold. Manda kapusete librahatai. Fresh oil. Leteke teke toko potekeba. Randa kapus. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. There is a release of fresh oil. Manda bosha. The oil, the anointing for the supernatural is resting upon you. The anointing for the miraculous is resting upon you. Randobo seteliga brakatai. Shalabakasata. Rondeke posegida. Randa koske tila bakatai. I see so many people flying, and the Lord says the anointing for supernatural operations. I lift up your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, I release the anointing for the supernatural. You begin to function in the supernatural. You begin to walk in the miraculous. Take it now. Take it now. Shalabatosedila kapatai. Bring them forward. Shaladabako seteke balakata. Imbreketo sedila kapos. Sombrekila hatia. Agabagateke brakatai. Iroboto sedia. Your life will become a mosaic of miracles. Your life will become an unending stream of the miraculous. Your life will become too supernatural to be denied. In the name of Jesus. Mande boso buragabadia. Elefeke buragabadia. Andrahasito kabalagadia. If you are sick in your body, I want you to put your hands wherever the sickness is as I pray for the sick right now. Put your hands wherever you are feeling the pain. As I pray, the pain is leaving your body now. That pain is leaving you now. That sickness is leaving you now. The spirit of infirmities, the spirit of sickness and disease, whether you are here or following online, I want you to put your hands anywhere you need a miracle. If the problem is on your head, put your hand on your head. If it's in your stomach, put it there. If it's on your leg or your back, I want you, if it is in your private part, then just put your hand on your head. I'm about to pray for the sick. I want your amen to be roaring like thunder. Are you ready for this? As I pray, the pain, the sickness is leaving now. Lift up, put your hands wherever you need a healing miracle. Father, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over the spirit of infirmity. I take authority over the sickness, disease, pain. In the name of Jesus, I command those spirits to leave now. I command the pain to leave now. I release healing over your body. Be healed. oil from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Let the healing anointing flow into your system now. In the name of Jesus. I see chest condition being healed right now. I see God taking away chest pain. Pain as a result of chest condition, ulcer, whatever it is, you are being healed right now. If you are having pain in any part of your neck, move it. God is healing every back pain, neck pain, pain along that line. The pain is leaving now, and your healing is happening now. Begin to do what you could not do before. You came here with headache. That headache just left you now. Be healed right now. That migraine headache, be gone in the name of Jesus. If you could not hear with any part of your ear, in the name of Jesus, I command that spirit of deafness or ear pain or discharge to come out of your ears right now. I unblock your ears, command it to pop open. Begin to hear clearly in the name of Jesus. I take authority over the spirit of blindness, over every form of eye defect, over every form of eye condition. I command those spirit to leave your eyes now. Be healed in your eyes. I restore perfect vision. I command the eye pain to be gone now. Let the eye defect be corrected supernaturally. Let every form of eye itching cease now. Mandeke posata. If you came here with any form of growth in any part of your body, in the name of Jesus, I command the growth to disappear now. I command it to die, dematerialize, and pass out of your body. Be healed right now. I command breast growth and lump to disappear. Abdominal growth, growth in your back, on your head, on your legs, any part of your body, I command the swelling to be gone right now. Every associated pain leaves you now. Every form of abdominal condition, liver condition, heart condition, kidney condition, Labondeke Barakatai, in the name of Jesus, I command healing for you now. Those spirits of behind kidney disease, liver disease, heart disease, abdominal condition, pelvic condition, let them leave your body now. Be healed from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, in the name of Jesus. I see somebody, the Lord, taking away that abdominal pain. That pelvic pain is leaving you now. That stomach pain is leaving you now. Every menstrual disorder, painful menses, absent menses, excessive menstrual flow, I see it being healed right now. I see it being corrected right now. The power of God is cleansing your blood right now. Every blood disease, sickle cell anemia, diabetes, hypertension, every form of blood condition, dysmenorrhea, hypermenorrhea, menorrhagia, every form of blood condition, hepatitis, malaria, typhoid, in the name of Jesus, be healed right now. The power of God cleanses your blood. Somebody, he came here with a pile. I see the Lord healing that pile. I see the Lord healing that pile. I see the Lord healing that pile. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, I declare you healed and whole in Jesus' name. I want you to begin to check yourself. Begin to check yourself. If you notice any sign of healing, come forward. Begin to check yourself. If I just prayed for you, come forward, come forward. You notice any sign of healing, just come forward, come forward. And then for the rest of you, I'm going to lay my hands to perfect the miracle. Come forward, come forward, come forward. I'm waiting for you right now. I'm waiting for you right now in front. If I just prayed for you, come forward, come forward. Those that are already have already received their healing and they are seeing signs, I want them to come to my right. Then the left should, the rest should be on the left. Very fast, very fast. Don't be waiting to see who will be first. Be the first, be the first. And those of you following online, please share your testimony. Let's know what God has done for you. Come, my sister, come this way, come this way, come this way. Shalabakoso brakataya. If I just prayed for you, join, just come to my left. Very fast. I'm going to pray for the business people. The Lord gave me a specific instruction to pray for business people. And that will be the last people I will pray for. Mandabo shalabakataya. Yes. Get her a mic. Get her a mic. Let's know what God just did for you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Turn and face. Yes. Let's hear what God did for you.
Okay, I want to thank God for healing me. Actually, I wanted coming to church early today, but I had this stomach pain. I was just rolling on the bed. I couldn't come. So I just managed to come and I came late. So when Papa was praying, I was just shifting the tummy to see if it's paining me again, and I discovered it's not paining me.
Hallelujah. Can you celebrate Jesus? It is permanent in Jesus' name. Yes, let's hear what God has done for you.
Praise the Lord. This morning I woke up with excessive waist pain. Like, it took the grace of God to come here, and now I am feeling much
do what
better.
You could not do before. Every single thing. Everything you could not do before. Move around, bend, up and down, up and down. Yes. Any pain?
No, sir.
Any pain? Any pain?
No, sir.
Father, it is permanent in Jesus' name. Go ahead and celebrate Jesus. Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate Jesus. Oh, we have another person. Oh, I didn't know. Yes. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord. Yes, sir.
I came here with a serious headache. I was even telling Minister Egla, I said, Kai, today's service, how it could be like this? I was feeling headache. Even while I sat down here, I was still feeling, but as Papa started ministering, I no longer feel anything.
Oh, Father, thank you for that healing. It is permanent in Jesus' name. Celebrate Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare a perfection. You are free. Jesus' name. Now rise to your feet. If you are a business person, come forward. Let me speak a word of prayer. You can come with any form of contact you for your business or something. Just quickly rush forward. I'm going to speak over your business. The anointing is going to rest upon it. And I'm telling you, in this season, your business will prosper like never before. Did you hear what I said? Like never before. Like never before. Like never before. Like never before. I want you to stretch forth your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus. Some people are still coming. In the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands upon their lives. Maliko sovrakata sido koburakatai. I speak to your business. I speak to the works of your hands. I decree and declare, be fruitful. I prophesy supernatural fruitfulness in the name of Jesus. Begin to prosper like never before. Every dying business, hear my voice. In the name of Jesus, I command you to come back to life. I release the resurrection anointing upon every dying business. Every dead business, come back to life. Every dying business begin to thrive, begin to flourish supernaturally in the name of Jesus. I prophesy explosive expansion, supernatural multiplication, supernatural increase, supernatural growth. I call forth customers.
I call for cleanse in the name of Jesus. No more empty hands. No more empty hands. Nothing dies in your hands. Nothing fails in your hands. Whatever you do shall prosper in the name of Jesus. I prophesy these hands will count millions. These hands will control millions. These hands will touch millions. These hands will touch billions. Not just in naira, in dollars, in euros, in pounds sterling. I prophesy surplus supplies. Let the anointing for abundance rest upon your business. I just heard in my spirit, no more struggles. I said, no more struggles. No more business struggles. Every crawling business begin to fly. No more business suffering. No more suffering and struggle and sweating. Step into your divine rest. Step into the realm of divine restoration. Everything you lost in business, let it be restored speedily. Thank you, Father. It is done. Go ahead and celebrate. No more losses. Go and prosper like never before. Come on, rejoice and celebrate Jesus. Rejoice and celebrate Jesus.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Sazon King or to partner with us, please visit www.avalancheofglory.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 080-6530-2610 or 070-3699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you. Thank you.